So as we mentioned at the beginning of our service tonight, this Shabbat we've designated as Scout Shabbat, celebrating those members of our community, youth and adults, who are involved in the scouting world through Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts at all the different levels of their organization. And we welcome you. Would you just raise a hand if you are a scout? So many of us here today. Fantastic to see. Now, I never was a scout myself, but I know enough to know that both Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts take seriously their responsibilities to have and to live by a set of values. For Girl Scouts, the Girl Scout law, see if I get this right, I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout. Does that sound familiar to our Girl Scouts? I got it right. For our Boy Scouts, maybe you can say this with me, a scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Our Boy Scout law. These statement of values give shape to what it means to be a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout. It's an ethical code of conduct. It's a way to lead your life, and it's phrased in a pretty concise and easy to remember formula. Now, this should feel pretty familiar to everybody in our community because Judaism also provides an ethical code of conduct, a way to live our life. And Judaism also takes seriously the responsibility to have and to live by a set of values. And it just so happens, as Caleb and Judah are going to teach us tomorrow morning, that this week's Torah portion, Parshat Yitro, contains our code. It contains Aseret HaDibrot, the 10 utterances, or as we know them as the 10 commandments. Right now, we know actually in Torah there are many, many more than 10 commandments. How many commandments are there? 613. But these top 10, David Letterman, top 10 are a pretty good start. And I want to, this is one of my favorite pieces of teaching all year, because I know I've taught this before. If you remember it, great. And if not, that's okay. You'll learn it for the first time. I learned from Rabbi Greg Weitzman and our friend Rabbi Phyllis Somers an easy way to remember using your 10 fingers, the 10 commandments. Commandment number one, put up one finger. There is only one God. Commandment number two, put up two fingers. Don't bow down to idols. Right? Commandment number three, make a shin with your fingers. That's the first letter of the word sheket, which means quiet. And you say, shh. Don't take God's name in vain, right? So number one is only one God. Number two, don't bow down to idols. Three, shh, don't take God's name in vain. Fourth Shabbat is to remember Shabbat and keep it holy. Take your hand, make it a little pillow for your head. We rest on Shabbat. Fourth commandment is remember Shabbat. Fifth commandment, like a high five, give a high five to your parents. A high five to moms and dads. A high five, honor your parents. Six is a little tricky with the fingers. Put four on this one, put two on this one. Do not murder. All right, very quickly. Number one, only one God. Number two, don't bow down to idols. Number three, don't take God's name in vain. Number four, rest on Shabbat. Number five, high five, honor your parents. Number six, do not murder. Number seven, we're gonna say this way, hold up five fingers and two fingers. These are scissors. Don't cut off your promises, particularly in your family. I can tell you what all of the number seven may mean for the grown-ups another time, but don't cut off your promise. Don't cut off your promises. Number eight, put up eight fingers like this, put them in front of you. Do not steal, or they'll put you in jail. Do not steal, right? Number nine, four fingers and five fingers. Number nine is do not lie. I could tell you there are four fingers, but there really are five. Do not lie. I could tell you there are four fingers, but five. All right, number one, only one God. Number two, don't bow down to idols. Number three, don't take God's name in vain. Number four, rest on Shabbat. Number five, honor your parents. High five to your folks. Number six, do not murder. Number seven, don't cut off your promises. Keep your promises. Number eight, do not steal. We'll be behind bars. Number eight, do not steal. Number nine, don't lie. Four fingers, but there really are five. Number nine is don't lie. Number 10, the last of our 10 top 10 commandments. Take all 10 of your fingers. The commandment is do not covet, which Rabbi Somers described as don't have the gimmies. I want, I want, I want, I want, right? Number 10, do not covet, all right? One more time, everybody playing along at home, you're doing great as well. Number one, only one God. Number two, don't bow down to idols. Number three, don't take God's name in vain. Number four, remember Shabbat. Number five, honor your parents. Number six, do not murder. Number seven, don't cut off your promises. Number eight, do not steal. Number nine, don't lie. Number 10, don't covet. Don't have the gimmies. See, now when you have the opportunity, you can always remember the 10 commandments. Again, they're a symbol. They're not the whole entirety of it, but they are a good symbol of how Judaism wants us to live, about what God expects of us, right? Although I will tell you one last thing. More important than remembering what they are in order to say them, we should be sure we remember what they are to do them. Also important there too. Now, we know that Girl and Boy Scouts are true to these values and to their Scout values. We have a special blessing for all of our Scouts and all those who lead them, all those involved in Scouting. Would you come on up onto the Bema with us here? We have something special for you and a special blessing. Come on up over here, over here, over here. Everybody come right over here. Everybody up in front. Our daisies, our brownies, your weeblow, or a couple of things. And a bear. Oh, I have bears and lions when they come off the Bema. Look at all of this. Fantastic. We have so many Scouts here today. And I will also tell you that earlier this year, we were honored for a court of honor that one of our members, Connor Rothhandler, became an Eagle Scout as well. So we honor him for that with the Rothhandlers. But we are so proud of all of you and your involvement as youth and as adults in this such important venture. So we're going to ask for God's blessing on you with these words. We say, Eloheinu v'Elohe avotenu v'imotenu, our God and God of our ancestors. How grateful we are for the Scouting programs which unite the youth of America under the banner of good citizenship and honest living. Help these Scouts to understand others, to learn to cooperate with our neighbors and our friends, to find enjoyment in study and work and play. Give them minds and hearts to realize Judaism helps us to be kind, to be charitable, to have concern for the welfare of others. We pray that their experience in Scouts and as leaders will help them to bring friendship and unity to their families, their communities, their congregation, their country, and our family of nations. May you bless them, O God, and watch over them as they strive always to be loyal and helpful, honest and fair, friendly and caring, courteous and courageous, responsible, respectful, strong in body and spirit, working with you, O God, to make our world a better place. And together we all say, Amen. Amen. Friends, as you come off of our bima, off to the next chapters of your scouting life, Mr. Roger has for you a special patch designed and donated by Bruce and Marcia Alter. Thank you so much for that once again this year. But a special patch that you can see on the screen commemorating this day as Scout Shabbat. Oh my goodness, there are a lot of them. That's so great to see. We're so proud of each and every one of them.